Hello and good morning. Well, I'm sitting in my Nissan Leaf and loving it still. I'll love it even more on Monday or Tuesday when I get it back, because on Monday I'm taking it to the garage, to the place where I bought it, so that I can get a radar sensor changed and calibrated. And my ProPilot Assist and my intelligent cruise control are going to be working properly again, because without it, the car's nowhere near as good as it should be. Last Monday, we went on a road trip again, went into France, went to a place called Gorges La Fou, and then on to Perpignan and Figueres, and then back to Girona. And it was altogether a pretty good day. I was able to do a bit of charging while I stopped at La Jonquera on the way to France. And that was great, because while I was charging, I was just eating, shopping and stuff, and really didn't take much time at all. And the charging didn't take much time, but I got plenty of charge in there while I was doing the stuff and whatever, you know. So that was great, a bit of grazing sort of charging, as it were, because it's only a Type 2 charger, but it was good enough. And then in France, the Gorge, there was no chargers there, so afterwards we went on to Perpignan. I wanted to charge up at Auchan, the shopping centre, but I couldn't because I hadn't got the card. I've now applied for that card. It was a bit confusing because the website was all in French and I was trying to work it out and so on, but in the end I managed to find out some details of what I needed to do. In the end, I had to pay €24 to get the card, but I've bought it and I'll have it soon, and I'll be able to use a whole lot of different chargers available in France when I go travelling around France next. That one in Auchan is going to be very useful, because the fact that it's in Perpignan and it's on the way to the place where we go to take some vacations in the French Pyrenees. I also went to have a look at the Nissan dealership to try and charge there, because I couldn't get anything at Auchan, but that had just closed. They obviously don't stay open as late as the ones here in Spain. In Spain, they tend to be open until 8 o'clock, and at 7:30, the one in Perpignan was closed. So after that, it was heading down towards Figueres. I was going to stop at a Petrom, it's kind of a truck stop really, but there's an electric charger there. I couldn't find it. I drove around the place a couple of times, but couldn't see it, and I didn't bother getting out and looking for it. But it could have been that I was on the wrong side of the road, because I think there might have been two of these, one on the other side of the road as well, and I was at the wrong place. But I'll try and have a look for it next time. But I'm sure that would have been working if I wanted it, and I could have got some charge there if necessary. But I still had enough in the battery to get me back to Girona. I did think, well, let's go and have a look in Figueres, and I went to Figueres and found the other charge, which is by the adjuntment, and it was, first of all, it was iced, but the man moved his car, which was good, but then once I got parked in there, I couldn't get and use it because of the fact that the charger just wasn't bloody well working. So that was annoying. I've since gotten to Figueres adjuntment. They said they're going to be working this summer. Well, it's already this summer, so they're a bit sort of behind time, so let's hope that's going to be sort of sometime before autumn, or very late summer. But it's something I'll look into later on. I'll drop in there and have a look next time I go past. So I sort of eased the car down the motorway towards Girona and pulled into the place where I couldn't get properly charged before, because the CHAdeMO was unavailable because someone with a BMW i3 was using the CCS. But this time I was able to plug in, and I think I was there about 16% on the battery. That would have been enough to get me the rest of the way home anyway, but I wanted to get some charging to be sure. And within a couple of minutes, I was up to 27%. That would have been plenty. But I was having a bit of a bite to eat and stuff, so I stayed there a little bit longer. And in the end, I left there with 150 or more kilometres in the battery and had plenty for getting home, so that was quite good. So that was my trip. So that's the news from EV20 Questions and my Nissan Leaf, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.